This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The entrance to the Mississippi River is closed for a third day today. It's blocked by a wrecked supply boat that sank over the weekend. The Coast Guard has now called off the search for five crewmen missing since the boat ran into a large container ship on Saturday in heavy fog. In addition to the human cost, the accident is having a major impact on cargo and passenger traffic on the Mississippi. Gary LaGrange is executive director of the Port of New Orleans. He says the focus is now on removing the sunken supply boat.
The operation will now consist of pumping air into the submerged portion of the vessel in an effort to attempt to raise it, and then coming alongside with a barge crane, if you will, and dropping a huge strap and trying to have the divers place the huge strap under the stern of the vessel. When that happens, pulling the vessel up either onto a barge or moving it to the side to allow for at least a partial passage of ocean-going vessels in the river.
So do you have any notion of any signs of those five crewmen?
No signs.
Well, that's a tremendous tragedy for those families of the folks on
yes,
that.
As I said in so many interviews over the last few days, you know, first and foremost, our hearts and certainly our prayers go out to all of the families and to the individuals who are missing. That's not to give up and not to say that perhaps somebody is still down there as a survivor, but nonetheless, there have been no indications to my knowledge.
How dramatic an effect has this had on riverboat traffic up and down the Mississippi?
Oh, it's been immensely dramatic. And of course, from a negative standpoint, we had one ship, the Mediterranean shipping vessel, diverted to another port, I believe Houston, this morning. So that's business lost. We've had two other ships indicate that they were thinking about diverting. So we're in a scenario now where we're trying to salvage both of those two ships and to keep them from diverting.
And when you say salvage, you mean keep that cargo headed your way?
Yes, exactly. By bringing the cargo into New Orleans as opposed to diverting it to another port where it would have to be transferred onto trucks and trucked all the way back to New Orleans.
When the river is closed as it is now, what is the net effect of where ships are stuck and how many keep piling onto that?
The ships are stuck out in the Gulf of Mexico, 37 of them right now, and it's growing, trying to get into the river. And you've got 25 other ships in the river that are trapped and can't get out.
So it's like any accident on a highway, really,
yeah.
Where the new vessels and new vehicles coming in?
Right, exactly.
Just piling up.
That's a very good analogy. So it's as long as it's closed, unless you take a detour, which is the same as diverting the ship, the backup is going to continue to grow.
And for an average consumer elsewhere in the country who might be thinking of how this affects them, what can you tell them?
Well, it's critical that the river open as soon as possible. You've got cargo that's coming in, any foreign-born cargo coming in on a vessel that can't come into the Mississippi River, cannot get up to Memphis, it can't get to St. Louis, it can't get to Chicago, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Tulsa, you know, because of the cargo being trapped out there.
We've been talking about some of the cargo ships that are being held up, but you're also having some trouble with big cruise ships that are
absolutely
stuck.
Absolutely. That was the immediate crisis over the weekend when this happened, because it happens to be Mardi Gras here in New Orleans, the Mardi Gras capital of the world, we like to think. And we had 20,000 cruise passengers, 10,000 coming and 10,000 going on five ships. And we've been able to get through the weekend and do whatever we could do. I'm looking out of my window at Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas, which was set to sail at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Probably a lot of people that wanted to escape and leave Mardi Gras, and they're still here.
And your best read on when the river would be back to normal, as it were?
My best read would be probably if all goes well, and that's a huge assumption in the salvation operations, if all goes well, we're hoping by Wednesday.
Just after Mardi Gras.
Just after Mardi Gras.
Well, Mr. LaGrange, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your interest.
Gary LaGrange is executive director and CEO of the Port of New Orleans.